AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. One of the smartest ways to fight global warming is to put a price on carbon dioxide pollution. That's what some key world leaders are saying at the climate summit in France. They suggest using capitalism by either a tax on carbon dioxide emissions or trading carbon pollution like pork bellies, which puts a price on carbon. A lawmaker who is one of New York's most powerful politicians has been convicted on charges he used the power of his office to earn $5 million illegally. A federal jury in Manhattan returned the verdict against former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver after a three-week trial. He told reporters he plans to appeal.
Just disappointed right now, and ultimately, I believe, after we file the legal challenges, we'll have a different result.
Dozens of black pastors pressed Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Monday to address what some called his use of racially charged rhetoric. Several described a meeting that became tense at times as attendees raised concerns about his blunt language. The Reverend Daryl Scott organized the meeting.
Some ministers were meeting him today for the first time. They want to hear his voice. They're going to pray to God about it, as ministers do.
Another GOP candidate, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, told a crowd at New Hampshire that his state won't accept any more Syrian refugees because of terrorism concerns.
Before we're going to start to let Syrian refugees in this country, who the FBI director himself says can't be vetted, I'm going to put the widows and orphans and the citizens of this country first, and the President of the United States can play to his crowd at the United Nations.
U.S. citizens in Afghanistan notified of a security threat. State Department spokesman Elizabeth Trudeau.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul issued an emergency message on November 30th. Informing U.S. citizens in Kabul it had received credible reports of an imminent attack in Kabul City.
No further information about the targets or timing. This is AP Radio News. Landlines, you won't find them in nearly half of U.S. households.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports only about 8% of households have just landlines. More than 47% of American homes use only cell phones. About 42% have both. A dozen years ago, a mere 3% of U.S. households used only cell phones. Given the trend, officials believe more than half of U.S. homes will be wireless within the next year. The report's lead author says the tipping point is approaching. I'm Ross Simpson.
At least seven earthquakes rattled north-central Oklahoma Monday, including one felt 300 miles away in Iowa. The shaking prompting concern that the state isn't doing enough to curb the quakes that scientists have linked to oil and gas activity. Baltimore blocked a field goal with 3 seconds left in the game, running it back for a winning touchdown. The Ravens beating the Browns 33-27. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.